If you want to be happy, you will be happy. If you think about being sick, you will be sick. This is the most important knowledge I can teach you. You are too young to comprehend my words. However, some part of you will remember. Someday you will meet a wise young man who will lead you on the journey of our ancestors. Until then, know that I will always be nearby when you need me.
Her words floated over Morgan's head, but found quiescent consign deep in Morgan's memory. Although Morgan could not comprehend the meaning, she understood that her great-grandmother loved her deeply. A year later, Mariana died in her sleep. While the grown-ups attended the service, the neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Dupper, looked after the children. Mrs. Dupper rocked Meredith in the porch swing, while Mr. Dupper took Morgan and Mark on a walk to the woods. The children ran as fast as they could across the pasture ahead of the helpful neighbor, and, as always, got their feet wet maneuvering over the rocks in the creek. Morgan found a seat on the same old stump, while Mark climbed a nearby cottonwood. She heard the faint music of ancient string instruments as a rose-colored orb danced close by.
"Hi, Grandma Mariana,"
Mark laughed, and so did Mr. Dupper.
"Poor little ninny hammer. Your great-grandma's gone. She's not here anymore," said Mr. Dupper.
"Yes, but..." "Ninny hammer, ninny hammer, ninny hammer,"
Mark teased. Morgan pointed to the rose-colored light. Mark and Mr. Dupper saw only the trees.
"We best be getting back to the house. It looks like a big storm's a-brewing."
Mark's blonde head bounced over the rolling pasture while thunderclouds darkened the western sky. Morgan stayed on the stump until Mr. Dupper insisted.
"Little lady, we'll be struck by lightning if we don't get across that field before the storm comes."
With a wrinkled brow and curls falling over serious eyes, 4-year-old Morgan glared at the neighbor man. She jumped off the stump and looked up at the glowing rose-colored light.
"Bye-bye, Grandma."
Morgan's memory of the colors and the music faded. Lightning flashed and thunder clapped, and the llamas retreated deeper into the shadowy barn. As Morgan turned back to the attic, a ball of rose-colored light appeared and began to move around the attic. A harp-like hum in her ears lingered long after the thunder. "Like music among the trees," she thought, as the faint memory emerged. "Remember, remember, remember," echoed in her mind like a happy jingle. She closed her eyes, tilted her head back, and listened to the blissful string melody. Her heart swelled with the sense of love she hadn't experienced in 55 years. Wearing the glasses, Morgan felt strangely calmed by the dense, colorful orbs that joined the rose-colored light. She sat by the trunk, rolled back to rest her head on the quilt, and watched the lights gently move like floating swans among the rafters. Slowly, as they danced to odd-sounding tunes, she began to understand that this was only the beginning of her spiritual journey. A powerful sense of gratitude caused tears to trickle into her thick hair, a feeling more intense than the electrical storm still raging beyond the roof. From that day forward, the old spectacles replaced her contemporary glasses, causing previously invisible layers of life to appear all around her. She began to see the complexities of human life in a very new way. Suddenly seized by the need to know the meaning of the letters stitched into the quilt, she hurried down the folding stairs to her office, nearly stepping on Howard, waiting at the bottom. She Googled the letters, C-U-I-M-H-N-I-G-H, discovering it was a Gaelic word meaning remember.